Shmaitzvav Perik Azayim. So we have here the sugya of Yanei Akoyan. Shmaitzvav is going to focus on the tray of tray. And he's going to be going with the sheet and the tray of tray, Shekel Rabbana, which means with the rice, you go Boso Chazoka. Brings on the long and tortured story of Yanei Akoyan. That it says, the bottom line is, it says, they accused him of being a cholo, that his mother, who married a kohen, was a shvuya, and it was trey a trey, if that was so or not. But the Gemara describes it as vayevukash adavar lo nimtza. It wasn't found that he was posel. So the Gemara says, by trey a trey, why is that called? Gemara asks, why is that called it was not found? There's two Adam that say she was a Shvuya. Rashi says, what's the Gemara's problem? You would go Basa Chazaka to say someone's not a Pasul Akoyan, and you would follow Chazaka. And there's a Cheskus Kashrus. And says Rashi, there's no Cheskus Kashrus here. Cheskus Kashrus would apply if the mother would be around, and you'd want to know if the mother could marry a Koyan. So she is Cheskus Kashrus to a Koyan. But the mother's not around, so she has no Cheskus Kashrus. So the child has no Cheskus Kashrus, because you're talking about a claim that he was posel from the moment he was born. He doesn't have a Cheskus Kashrus.
Any
he has no, we're going to see about that, but he certainly doesn't have a Cheskus Kashrus, because we're clearing maybe he was posel from the moment he was born. That's Rashi. Tosis doesn't understand Rashi, he says. Because Cheskus Eimahani Labas. We didn't understand Tosis. Because there's no Cheskus Eimir according to Rashi. We don't understand for him. We don't understand how he understood Rashi. According to Rashi, the Cheskus Eim is inoperative. The mother's not Bavanenu to Paskin on. Chazak is a psak, not a beer, right? So if the mother's not around, there's no psak of Chazak. So how can you say Cheskus Eim Ani Labas? Tosfos apparently understood that Cheskus Eim Ani Labas sort of means that you can extrapolate and use the mother's Chazak for the son, which is favors what Rashi says you cannot. Venira. So the Shmaitzer comes now with the paragraph starting with the words Venira. He's going to answer Tosfos Kasha on Rashi in his own way. The Gemara says, according to Rameya, the Chayish L'miyuta, how can you eat meat? You have to be Chayish to animals, a trefa. He's Chayish to meat. The Gemara says, according to Rameya, it doesn't say how to we eat meat. So Tosfos says, when the come of the Rameya, will they come or hey chachlinan bisra, how do we eat meat? Mashma de lay kaimelon krameya, the chayish from the yuta, that we don't batlan like Rameya. So the kash was only on Rameya. Fractosis, the kasha, the perical akeach, posuk of Yechanon, from Shimagam Leo. Domer alokeach, behema meinikam and anochri. If you buy an animal from a guy and it's nursing, so you can assume it had a child, and you don't have to, the firstborn, the child that you see being born now, you don't have to be chayshish, maybe it's a bechor. Because it had a child already. Pturim and a bechor. Shebeno korach achreya, but you need another ingredient, that the child that the animal's nursing is following it around. Like a child, an animal follows the mother around. Loim rachma, they're not really friends, Elim Ken Yoldo, unless she doesn't want this animal hanging around, unless it's her child. So you need that ingredient also. Although Mifter Vitam Rov Behemos, Ain on Cholvos, Elim Ken Yoldos. Why don't you just say that if she's nursing, she must have had a child, and that's a rove? That's Rabbi Yechanan talking. So apparently, because you don't go like a mayor. I'm sorry, apparently because you do go like a man, I'm sorry. So you would be chayshus l'miyuta. So that's why you need, she's nursing and b'no korach achreha. So Tosfos is alma chayshinu lemiyuta. So you see that l'chora, that Gemara, it sounds like we do pass on like Rav Meir. Aval gav d'leka chazoka ba'ad miyuta. In other words, don't tell me that the reason we follow Rav Shimon, that the reason it's not enough that she's nursing, but you need b'no korach achreha, is because there's a chazaka that she didn't have a kid yet. Maybe the animal has such a chazaka, because originally she was in a state where she didn't have a kid. The yamrit uki apora b'cheska shelo yolda ad rabba hamid v'lad b'cheska sheinu kodesh b'b'chora sheyichulin b'me'eimo ad kan l'shonu. So he says, if there's such a chazaka, then the other chazaka cancels it now, because the kid has a cheska shchulin. Because when it was in the womb, it certainly wasn't Kadosh B'Bechora.
Certainly wasn't
Kadosh B'Bechora. The animal becomes Kadosh B'Bechora once it's born. So B'Me'imo, it wasn't Kadosh B'Bechora. So if a Suffolk arises, it has a Cheskos Chulin. So that cancels out the Cheskos that the mother did not have a child yet. So we can't reckon with Chazakas here. So that means we're only reckoning with the rov and the miyut, and it sounds from the Gemara like we're chayshish for the miyut. And the chazokos do not play a factor. So it sounds like we pass on like a man at chayshin the miyut.
Can't Gemara just be all back on each other? Like all of Shas?
It's a question of how we paskin. How we paskin. Some of the Gemara talks about how we paskin. How we paskin. And he has children. Of course, we're talking about. Because the Uber was Yorush, the father, and the Uber is a Zor. He's not yet a Koyan. I mean, so that means part of the kohen is owned by a zar, so that part of the kohen can eat truma. David, I'm sorry, thank you. So that's why the eved can eat truma.
Kohen chamber,
yeah. Uba b'mei zara, zara means she's not a bas kohen. That's an animal for sure. There's no kedusha b'chora in the womb. Now we're saying a chiddush about a kohen, a human, that's born to a father that's a kohen, and his mother's a bas Yisrael. So the Me'e'imo, he's not a Kohen yet. We're not talking about Kedushas Bechorah, we're talking about Kedushas Kahuna.
He could have Kedushas Kahuna in the womb, no problem.
Theoretically, he could be a Kohen already. But he's not. Now, at least not according to this one, the Omar. Here's a Nafkamina, he owns part of the Eved. So since he's a Zohar, so that's why the Eved can't eat Truma. Because the Eved is partly owned by a Zohar. If he'd be a Kohen, then what's the problem? Wait, he didn't bring any raya, so he's... He didn't bring any raya, that's what the Beis holds. That's why they can't eat truma. Yeah, I mean, he's not holding by raya. He's saying the reason Rabbi Yossi holds Avodim can't eat truma is because he holds Ubu B'mei Zoro Zoru. Fine shum berif for Rosh Aposkut Aloch and Cain. Mafila Chachavim the Pligi Nami. The Chim Dom and Pligi and told the Abodim Kuni Truma. Namu Modu the Ubi May Zoro Zoru. Ela Tisrila the Chachavim the Ubi Lava Yerusha. Who? Kayan Shum. Okay. Now we have all this information, and the Shmaita is going to use it to answer Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Just wait a second. Okay. He didn't answer Tosfos Kasha on the steer if we hold like a mayor. V'yim kein nichad loimani cheskos o'em liyanai. And the Tcheskes Eimani Labas is talking about the Bas has no chazaka. You want to know if the Bas is a mamzer or mamzeris or not? The Bas has no chazaka, so the mother's chazaka helps with the child. Because the mother has a cheskes kashrus, so that tells us she wasn't nibble to someone that made her possible. So the male the blood is also kosher. Hainu mishum nechivin this layla aim cheskes kashrus machriya chazaka nulami l'sfeika the bas. Aval hocha, we want to know adarabba ike cheskes zorus k'neged cheskes aim, because we're going b'me'ei imo, he's a zor. So it's a chazaka against the chazaka, against the cheskos. You know, over there by the cheskos, Eimani Labas. I guess we're talking about. Oh no, we're talking about a bas. I mean, so she's either posel or not posel, the kahuna from the Eima. But here we're talking about Yanai or Zohar, and we want to know if he's a kohen or not, a kohen kosher or not. So the chazaka, there's the cheskos kashrus of the mother. Or the, right, that says she wasn't nibble to a guy, is counterbalanced by the chazaka of Yanai, that he's coming from a place where he was a zor. It's like a big kiddush now. Every time you have a subject of a guy who's kohen, kosher, apostle, you're going to have a chazaka that he was not a kohen from when he was an uber. That's why he brought down that whole Tosis, to show that the Bechor is called a non-Bechor Chulin, even though it changed when he was born. His point is, even if an animal that's going to get Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor when it's born, but the Me'eimo wasn't born yet, and therefore it's Taka Chulin. So here also the Saka Zor, and you have a Cheskes Zor. Even Dika Chazaka Lehepech, Tuloy Mani Cheskes Aim. Even Dika Nami Chazaka Lehepech, Cheskes Zoros. And that's on the daughter, on the son, I'm sorry, on Yanai. Yanai himself has a Cheskes Zor.
It's like Mazik and Musulisa.
What?
It's like Mazik and Musulisa, because even though the guy, we know he was a Zor before he was born, once he's born,
it's not true that all bets are off. It's chazaka. When Mesupik, if he was born a Kayan or a Zohar, a Kayan Possel is tantamount to being a Zohar, so he has a chazaka of a Zohar. You're assuming in your kasha, in your question, that we know that that matzav changed.
He was born.
Yeah, but that we don't know that his matzav of Zohar changed. So he has a chazaka. You're saying, I hear what you're saying. You're saying you really can't use chazaka in that way unless machzikim yisr liyisr. Since the matzav of zorus b'me'eimo for sure came to an end, and now there's a different siba for zor, so maybe it's like machzikim yisr liyisr, where the siba for the isr went off, and now you're assuming if there's a new siba for isr. See, that's very, it's a good svara. I'm not negating it. It's a good svara. Why is he bringing down all of this? The Rambam makes a startling statement. Maybe it's not so startling. The Rambam makes a startling statement that an Eid Echad saying someone's a Koyan is only Neman for Truma Drabbana, not for Truma Drabbana. The Tomil of Aran of Eric Bez Nitzubis Uba Diaraisa Mayein. What? Uba Diaraisa Mayein Unem and the Kaimel and Erechon Nemo Bisurin. Ulufima Shekasav Tinicha. Yeah? The Chivin the Erechon Enu Nemo Nela Bechatiha. Oh, yeah. There's a Cheskazar. The Chivin the Erechon Enu Nemo Nela Bechatiha Sofik Chela Sofik Shumon. The Lo Yus Chazak Yisura. The Cheskes Zorus to be my Eimo. Vaday Zor Haya. So Bemeimo is Vaday Zor. So yeah, so it's like an Einecha being made against the Chazaka. That's weird. That's really weird. Because you know the person was born. That's what the Shemaitza holds. There's a Chazaka that's a valid Chazaka de Meikara. I mean, Israel's from Toysus. You. Israel's from Toysus. Toysus is about Kedushas Bechaira. You know the animal was born, and still you're using. What does I say? It has a chazaka that it's not kadosh, even if it is a bukhar. Because be'eimo, it's still not kadosh. Would you say the same question there? No, because there, Pshat is, it's takachul and up to. Uber b'mei zora zoru is because it's an Uber, so it's not a koyim. Then you say, but now he's born, now he is a person.
But wait, by animals or people?
I'm talking about a koyim. I'm being the chalik between koyim and it. Masechi by behemoth, it does make sense without saying machzikim isli yisr. Because you know it was chulin for the first, I don't know, whatever the gestation period of an animal is. It is a question of time. It's not like it gets a shem b'char when it's born. It was chulin, and then you want to know if it became kadosh. It has a cheskos chulin. By a koyin, your point is well taken. Because there it's only may zoro zoru, because he doesn't have a father yet. Until he's born, he's not set to have a father. Or he's not the siachas yet to the father. So he's saying, but now he's born. So you know that seba went off. So that could be a question of Machzik Mitzalisim. Mashenkin, by the animal, it's like a regular chazaka. You know that for a certain amount of time it was for sure chulin. And you want to know if it became kodesh because it was b'chora. It's just a question of time. It's like every chazaka to make karam. You have a point in time that you know the thing was a certain way, and then a sofik was nolad. So here, you know it was chulin, in the A'imo. And then a Sufik was Nola when it was born, if it's a Bukhar or not. You don't know if it's a Bukhar. Is it a Bukhar or is it a Chulin? So it's a regular, I don't see why you can't use Chazaka. I'm thinking by Yanai, it's not a question of up till this point in time he's Zohar, it becomes a Kohen, like a time thing. It's that he only becomes a Kohen when he's born. So then you're asking, that there's a different state. There's the state of being an Uber is never a Kohen, then there's the state of being a Kohen. So to extrapolate or to go from one to the other and say he's Becheska Zor is a Machzikim is a type idea. I'm pointing out that the animal is not that same type of idea. That's a regular classic Chazaka. You want to know for 2 o'clock he became Kadosh. So you say, well, up till 2 o'clock he was chulin. So twice is, so the Pnei Yeshua asks, so the Rav Yehoshua asks, why isn't he the Nechanem of Yisurin? So Shemayin answers, it's against the Chazaka. This is even weirder. It's not really against the Chazaka, because the guy's born. So again, it's the same type of Svara. Like, is the Chazaka Nimshach? Yeah. He says, every Kayan that you're specific about, if he's a Kayan, the Shemayin wants that every Kayan that comes along and says, every Eidechad, I'm sorry, every Eidechad that comes along and says this guy's a Kohen should have a problem with an Eidechad against the Chazaka.
Yes, you have a problem with the Gemara, no? It's like one Eidechad is believed to be Gurbanan, but not by to be a Kohen derisive.
That's the Rambam says that. The Ran is where the Rambam get it from. He's coming to answer the Rambam.
Oh, but you say, yeah, but we do have a problem to deal with the Rambam. Why, where's the Rambam?
I didn't deny it.
Yeah, no.
So the Shmaitu's answer to the Rambam is because. Because it's against the Chazaka. Even though, if you think about it, it's weird to go down against the Chazaka. That's all. For his reason, because you know that went off. But he was born. See, there's no Zorus. That matzav have changed already. There's no Zorus mitzad Uber. He's not an Uber anymore.
Why does he go off when he's born?
He's not an Uber anymore. He was born to a
Kayan.
His father was a Kayan. You want to know if he's possible?
What if we don't know if his father's possible?
We're not talking about that case. Also, we're talking about Yanai HaMelech. We knew his father was a Kohen. We want to know maybe he's possible.
But it's not automatic that the Chazak goes up.
This one is. May Zara Zaru. Certainly goes off when he's born. He's only not a Kohen because Uber May Zara Zaru. Vafilu hechid in time b'meir al chaverish who koyin v'imoy kohenes. Well, the v'chaygadma b'mei imoy koyinu. We only say uber b'mei zora zoru, but not uber b'mei kohenes. If she's a bas koyin, kohenes is a bas koyin, then he wouldn't be a zor. Dafka b'mei zora zoru. So what's the Rambam going to do in such a case? Muki la, even if the mother's a kohenes, there's still a cheska zor. It's complicated here. The Iyev Shloiyah La Voice of an Aaron Akoyin Cheskos Zoros Imhoya Imam Zora Mukil Zor Becheskos Avosay the Zorhu Bedoik says. What does he say? Imhoisa Aim of him Bas Yisrael, because his father might have been a Zor Bime Zora.
He had to have a grandmother.
He presumably had a grandmother Zara along the way.
Back to Aaron Cohen.
I don't see why we care.
Yeah.
Why do we care? They were born already. They were Kohanim a long time already.
Yeah.
He asks a question.
You don't know. It's a theoretical.
He says because we're talking about someone and we don't know who his father is, so really in effect the aid has to be being made on the father too. You can't just say, you can't walk in and say this guy's a Kohen, but we don't know who his parents are.
The guy's a Kohen?
No, so that means when he's saying this guy's a Kohen, he is also saying and his father's a Kohen.
Right.
But the father, how do we know?
Well, what are we talking about? What's the case? Can
a Neidechot say a guy's a Kohen on a Zeraisa level? The Rambam inexplicably, Lechora, says you can only give him Truma Drabbana, not Truma Zeraisa. Shmaitza, it's answering, and it's called a Neidechot. When a Neidechot says, the guy's a Kohen, it's a record against the Chazak. That's a skiddish. Since the guy at one point in time was an Uber, he made Zorah presumably, so it's against the Chazak, which we don't quite understand, but we're willing to accept it, that that's called against the Chazak.
Isn't there a Chazak if a guy says he's a Kohen, then if the Chazak is a Kohen because his father told him he's a Kohen, his father told him a Kohen, isn't that like a certain type of Chazak? It goes like all the way back to
that
Aaron
certainly
Cohen.
Doesn't help for a dear rice.
It wouldn't help for dear rice. So what does that help for?
It helps for
the way
that
or whatever.
Yeah, nowadays it helps for an aliyah. Because we're not afraid you're going to give them tumor.
Okay. So it really don't have anything, basically.
Right. Shalom, so how do you let them do
it? Which case, that's better.
She says, along the line, someone had to be a Zara. And it's talking about that we don't know who the grandparent, we don't know who the guy's father or grandfather is, so when the Erechot says he's a Kohen, so he's really being made at the father of the Kohen too. So that's against the Chazaka. How far back as you want to go, if we don't know who the people are, that's what he answers on the bottom. If you don't know who the people are, then you're always really being made about their parents, so you're going against the Chazaka. Again, because Zara b'mei Uber b'mei Zara Zara. That we don't quite understand why that's a Chazaka.
Okay, well, if the guy's made that this guy's a Kohen, why are we thinking it as a Chazaka? That the sorts along the line, they were not Kohen.
No, along the line, he for sure had a mother who was a Bas Yisrael. And once he had a mother that was a Bas Yisrael, so he's Becheska Zor from when he was an Uber. So even if you're talking about the father, not him, so you're saying the father's a Kohen. So you have the same problem with the father. But it's a very big kiddush to say that's called against the Chazaka. Because that massive changed already.
And what's the answer, any kids?
On the bottom, he asks, how can the Shmaitzer bring a raya? How can the Shmaitzer talk about the grandfather and the great grandfather? They were born already. They were born already. They're Kahanim. He's saying, we're talking about probably that you don't know who the father is. So then the aide that comes in and says he's a Kohen is in effect saying his father's a Kohen. And then the Hanabi, he can't say the father's a Kohen either if there's a chazaka. So going back,
you think he was a Tzar when he was Bnei Ima.
Yeah.
And so it's difficult because that chazaka changed. But isn't it also difficult because it's not really a chazaka? Because it's chazaka shalasa ushtanos. So it never even
that's
really.
That's the same type of question. That chazaka went away.
What I'm saying is even like.
It's not for sure going to go away though, because he might be born apostle. He might be born a czar. He might be born apostle. So then the chazaka won't go away. Tashach shekozu b'shitus aram b'svilei deirecho nemen b'yisurin afilu neged chazaka. Right, the shach shitus that the Rambam holds that eirecho is nemen against the chazaka is nemen against the chazaka. Eino mukrach. Not mukrach. All of his rayos. And it certainly would create a problem. Why can't the Kayan eat Truma de Araisla? Okay. I will stop here. I want to start. The next thing is lots of new thing. A new thought. It's really very beginning. I don't know. So that's a chazaka. I mean, every time you have a Kayan. And they don't want to say this guy's a Kayan, you're going against a Chazaka. Because he started off life as a czar, so to speak. He started off his career as a czar.
Really?
It's a Kiddush on many angles, because who says a Kayan possible? That's for sure, Maksiki Misal Isra, you remember what he's saying, it has to be a Hemshech. Here, who says even a Hemshech? Kayan's apostle is apostle. It means not to have a shabbosar. It's a kayan shem kayan apostle. So it's mamash different. But there he was a czar, here he's a kayan apostle. It's only the dinim that are the same. Who says that's called? What?
Yeah.